And now to NPR's Emily Harris, who's been watching the World Cup from Berlin, where the games are also getting the full artistic treatment.
This artistic treatment of the World Cup concerns how it sounds. Matthias Osterwald is an organizer of Son Ambiente, a sound art festival with a World Cup theme. He says the international tournament has changed the soundscape of Berlin.
All the songs of the audience in the stadium, if you hear it right now on TV, or the noises the players make when they are hurt or something, or the ball itself, or the whistling noises of the coaches along the lines when they give instructions. All this is really big sound art, of course.
So is this.
Figo oder Zidane? Nur einer kommt durch, nur einer erreicht Berlin.
Earlier this week, the festival's public viewing World Cup Sound Art Lounge showed the French-Portugal semifinal on a movie-sized screen. In a spacious room, a few dozen people lay on silver beanbag chairs or sat at low tables sipping beer or wine. Partway through the first half, the lounge curator turned off the German sportscaster and on French commentary, pirated from a satellite. It may seem simple, but in the realm of sound art, this is an invitation to react to a slightly different perception of the world than normal. Anna Velmer speaks no French, but connected the voices to the feet on the screen.
I don't know, it makes me think, God, they talk so fast, so maybe that's why they move so fast. I don't know.
Hans Henning Romberg didn't understand either, and thought that was a bit unfair to German-speaking fans.
Art is very nice. But as you know, art has boundaries. And art must not go on for 45 minutes.
Another work, performed elsewhere, is a 55-minute cantata, a mix of recordings made at soccer games around Europe. Artist Alfred Behrens says he's tried to document the creativity of fans who make up songs and chants that he considers folk art. Then there are pieces in the festival not directly related to the World Cup, but that interact with the tournament nonetheless. Ricardo Miranda Zuniga pushes around town an orange shopping cart with a microphone, a half a dozen speakers, and a radio transmitter. He says people are free to say or do whatever they want, and a lot want to broadcast their feelings about soccer.
At one point, 15 Brazilians came and they saw radio and they asked if it was live, and we told them, yes, it's live. And they sang a song and danced for a while, and this is quite nice.
For those needing a break from it all, organizer Matthias Osterwald offers the garden behind the public viewing sound art lounge to relax, watch the rabbits and bees, he says, and listen to the loud screams of ants.
You haven't ever heard the scream of an ant? Never? Listen to it carefully. I mean, you have to have very good ears.
How do you listen? How do you hear a scream of an ant?
Yeah, I bend down. I put my ear very close to the ground and get very close to the ants, but then I have to be careful not to be bitten.
And what does a scream of an ant sound like?
Yeah, it's a mix of discipline and ecstasy.
Definitely sound art, and a little bit like World Cup soccer. Emily Harris, NPR News, Berlin.